You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm Rob Stats-Guerrera. It is Thursday, February 25th, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. Ask any 49ers fan and they'll tell you that the center of their offseason world has been the question of what the team will do with quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. 49ers general manager John Lynch was a guest on the I Test for Two podcast and answered the following question on that subject.
If he's injury free, is there any doubt in your mind that Jimmy Garoppolo is your quarterback when you line up in September?
No, not at all. I mean, I really believe that he, I just look at the numbers. I mean, he's 25 and 9 when he's played. Though being available is a big part of this thing. So, like I said, we probably as a stated goal, we have to insulate ourselves better and we got to have better options if he's not there. But I've watched people go through this in the career where they struggle. It happened to me early, and then I went 8 years without missing a practice. So I believe that things can happen. I believe they will for him. And I really believe that Jimmy is our guy.
Now, it should be noted that John Lynch has never played 8 years in a row without missing a game. But even if you give him the benefit of the doubt, that streak started when he was 25 and ended when he was 31. Jimmy Garoppolo will turn 30 next year and has missed more games than he's won as a starter. Tom Brady is the quarterback the 49ers could have had if they kicked Garoppolo to the curb last season. Instead, as everyone knows, he went to Tampa Bay and won his 7th Super Bowl. After that game, we found out that Brady is going to have knee surgery this offseason. Got a little bit more detail this week. Ben Volen of the Boston Globe says the surgery is, quote, more than just a little cleanup, but head coach Bruce Arians told reporters yesterday that Brady should be ready to participate in 7-on-7 drills around June. And he also noted that Brady doesn't really need to throw and can simply, quote, coach the shit out of his teammates during the offseason. One more Bucks note for you. Their general manager Jason Light says he's open to an extension for the 43-year-old quarterback. Light told Rich Eisen, quote, it's a possibility. It appears that he really had a good time this year winning the Super Bowl. He likes our organization and likes our coaches, and we certainly love him. And usually when you have those two things going for each other, it's a match made in heaven, so we'd like to keep this going. The Patriots were, of course, the team that Tom Brady left behind in 2020, and with Cam Newton likely hitting free agency, they're going to need a new quarterback this season. The website sportsbetting.com has Raiders quarterback Marcus Mariota as the leader in the clubhouse for New England next year at 5-2. Then as Jacoby Brissett, former New England Patriot quarterback, at 7-2, followed by current New England Patriot quarterback Jared Stidham at 4-1. In case you're dreaming of Deshaun Watson, by the way, he is included in their odds. He is down the list at 10-1. Let's head to New Orleans now, where we're all waiting for what we thought would be the inevitable retirement of Drew Brees. But as Mike Florio points out at ProFootballTalk.com, what is he waiting for? He already slashed his salary by about $24 million to help the Saints cap situation. So what's the holdup? Is it possible he could be considering another season at age 41, even though his salary would be about $1 million+? And would the Saints actually want him back next year? They kind of moved on at their quarterback spot, didn't they? Sort of an interesting situation to watch in New Orleans. A couple of quick hits for you before we go. The Raiders cut wide receiver Tyrell Williams after he missed all of last year with a torn labrum in his shoulder. They signed him to a 4-year, $44 million deal just 2 years ago. And we always like to end on a good note for you, so let's go out with two positive stories. First, former Steelers linebacker Ryan Shazier has started a fund called the Ryan Shazier Fund for Spinal Rehabilitation, which is dedicated to helping people who suffered severe spinal cord injuries like he did, but can't afford the kind of medical treatment and physical therapy that helped Shazier reach the point where he can now walk. The fund will not only help people pay for rehab that insurance might not cover, but also do more mundane things like make sure people have someone that can actually drive them to and from rehab. I was truly blessed, Shazier told the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, but I was seeing others not getting the same support as me, and I felt no matter what, financially and emotionally, we all should have the same opportunities. And lastly, the teams of the AFC South and the NFL have contributed almost $700,000 to the Houston-Harris County 2021 Winter Storm Relief Fund. There are still obviously a lot of people in Texas who need help thanks to power and water shortages. We know that things are tight right now for everybody, but if you are fortunate enough and you would like to help, you can text Houston Freeze to 51555 to donate to a great cause. Again, that is Houston Freeze to 51555. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Thursday, February 25th. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show on all major podcast platforms. Leave a rating and a review for us, too, if you don't mind. We always do appreciate them. Stay tuned later today for the look ahead with myself and Blogging the Boys' RJ Ochoa. We will talk to Shireen Williams of Pro Football Talk about the Dak Prescott situation, Mike McCarthy's job security, and a whole lot more. I am Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.
Support for this show comes from Pendo. Pendo improves the apps your customers and employees rely on. Whether you're building applications for customers or managing applications for employees, Pendo can help deliver better experiences for your users so they can get more value from your software. Pendo also provides AI-powered product analytics that fuel in-app guides to deliver personalized guidance to customers directly inside your app. Visit pendo.io/podcast to learn more about how your team can use Pendo to start building better digital experiences. There, you can also check out Pendo's lineup of free certification courses, 12 hours of in-depth training for your product management teams on topics from AI to product analytics to product-led growth. That's pendo.io/podcast to learn more.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.